So it's just been leaked on the official website that Torres has handed in a transfer request. Never thought this would happen, really, especially moving to the likes of Chelsea, which is looking most likely. Main thought for me is that you can't keep an unhappy player at the club, so it's all about maximising the value now. Chelsea or whoever the other mystery bidders who come in for him offer big money, and probably most importantly, we have enough time to line up a replacement and I'd sell him. Wouldn't keep an unhappy player at the club, do bad things for morale and completely destroy the team atmosphere that's probably been building up over the last few weeks after the arrival of Dalglish. If I was Kamali or someone on the management team at Liverpool now, I'd be scouring Europe far and wide, really, for a replacement. And, you know, sizing people up, working out values, etc., etc. And I'd have another team basically just trying to hammer whoever's going to try and offer money for Torres for whatever we can get. If we can sell him for 40-odd million, which is sounding like the fee that's being mentioned, and we could potentially bring in a striker for 20 million and say a right for 20 million, then so be it. But, you know, we don't exactly have a lot of time. It's pretty much close the doors, 28th now, so 29th, 30th, 31st, 3 days to sign all this, to sign all these replacements. Just really, most thing, the overriding feeling really is just disappointment that someone like Torres, who has constantly preached how he loves the fans and how he loves the club, he's basically done this in a backhanded way, in my opinion. He's handed his transfer request in 3 days before the window goes, which means he's going to be gone before the next Liverpool game, which means he won't have to face any wrath from the fans. It's just a complete and utter shithouse tactic, really, as far as I'm concerned. And I don't know, you know, if he ends up staying, you know, I wouldn't be booing him or anything like that, but I don't know, it would take a lot to recover the respect that I previously had for him. So I guess it's a case now of the next 3 days, we see how things go, but like I said earlier, overriding feeling really is just sheer and utter disappointment.